this, Spider-Man.
I am unwanted.
We have a job to do.
Do you have the papers?
I learned this the hard way, a long, long time ago.
What could go wrong?
I'm a driver.
That's that.
I don't do nothing for no one for nothing.
So what happens now?
This is Mommy's very special work trip.
One more thing.
Yeah?
It's very nice.
You think so? Or are you just saying that?
I really like it.
The movie news.
I got the bullets!
With Garrett Daly.
Garrett, we're starting off today with news of Michael Fassbender. What's he up to?
Michael Fassbender is going to star in and produce. He's producing a lot lately now. An action spy thriller called Malco. This is based on a best-selling action spy series called SAS, which has sold actually more than 120 million copies worldwide. Mm. And he's going to be playing a super spy for hire, an Austrian nobleman and freelance CIA operative who spent his formative years in a special Nazi work camp for captured spies. And he learned the intricate dark arts of tradecraft from the best. So this,
I can see him in that role, yeah.
Yeah, you can. It's largely based actually on a book called Checkpoint Charlie in that series. So Oscar-nominated screenwriter Eric Warren Singer did American Hustle, also Top Gun Maverick that's coming our way soon, will write the screenplay for that one.
Very good. Now, you've been keeping us up to date on the prequel film to the HBO series The Sopranos. What's the latest there?
Yeah, so production has officially wrapped on it. It's called The Many Saints of Newark, and as you said, it's a prequel to the HBO series. Of note, the story is set in an era of the Newark riots in the 1960s when the African Americans and the Italians of Newark were at each other's throats. Alejandro Nivola, John Bernthal, Vera Farmiga, Corey Stoll, Ray Liotta, Billy Magnuson and Michael Gandolfini all star in it. Cast members made the end of filming announcement on social media. They shared some behind the scenes videos and images from the last bit of shooting in New Jersey. The series creator David Chase co-wrote the upcoming movie, which is set to open in autumn.
Okay, that's The Many Saints of Newark. Now, the jury's out for me on Adam Sandler, but maybe I just am completely wrong.
Well, a few years ago, if I remember rightly, we did report a story that Netflix had signed a big deal with Adam Sandler to produce a lot of his movie. I paid an extraordinary amount of money. And I remember at the time, really? But there's a huge fan base for Adam Sandler. What does anybody know in the movie business? And of course, we always focus on what comes to the big screen.
Yes.
But what's on the small screen is what's kind of dominating, because Murder Mystery opened on Netflix just a few days ago. Jennifer Aniston also stars in this movie.
They're buddies, aren't they?
With Adam Sandler. Anyway, because they're kind of got all warm and cuddly and want to release figures now to tell us how they're doing, they suggested that 31 million accounts watch this in just 3 days on the service. We have to take them at their word because obviously it's their figures that they release. But yeah, it's a huge number in terms of worldwide and actually getting sort of figures out there. Bird Box actually before that had done quite well in terms of the figures that they had watched. But yeah, they're letting people know that over 13 million watched it in the US and Canada, and about 17.5 million watched it internationally. So a good weekend for them.
What do I know? Okay, the Bourne series, what's the latest?
Yeah, so they're making a Bourne film, or a Bourne TV series,
okay.
A spin-off drama series.
As you're saying, from big screen to small screen.
There you go, yeah, called Treadstone. And the series creator, Tim Kring, and Bourne film producer, Ben Smith, are behind the series, which explores the origin story and present-day actions of a CIA Black Ops program known as Operation Treadstone. You'll remember that from the movies, which is a covert program using a behavior modification protocol to turn recruits into nearly superhuman assassins. The first season follows sleeper agents across the globe as they are mysteriously awakened to resume their deadly missions. Jeremy Irvin and Brian J. Smith lead the series, and they're currently filming that in Budapest.
Interesting. What about Apple Movies?
Yeah, so following their announcement back in March of the Apple Plus TV service, they've now come up with an additional plan, one that's going to see them financing 6 small budget movies a year. What's going to define these 6? Well, the company wants potential Oscar winners. What does anybody know? How do you get Oscar winners? Well, apparently they've been approaching elevated directors and other film talent in recent months to talk about bankrolling projects that have serious awards potential. They said they're looking to spend about 5 to 30 million per project, kind of as a response to push against Netflix's recent Oscar nominations for Roma. And the service is slated to launch later this year. And that's interesting because I suppose for us, the viewers, it just means more really good content.
Exactly. All right. What's Woody Harrelson up to?
He is joining forces with the writer of Line. Do you remember that movie?
Yeah, I liked
Luke
it, yeah.
Davies. So they're joining forces for a limited series called The Most Dangerous Man in America. It's based on a critically acclaimed book, and the story follows a famed psychologist and writer, Timothy Leary, known for advocating psychedelic drug use, who engages in a daring prison escape and run from the law in 1970, which sparked a sort of revolution. The manhunt was led by President Nixon. It spanned over 2 years, and it just kind of basically went everywhere. I suppose just even outlining that, you can see Woody Harrelson in a movie like that.
Indeed,
no problem.
Yeah, not a bother
and
there.
Davies is going to adapt the script and also executive produce the series.
All right. As we know, there's no stopping Clint Eastwood. You've some more casting news for his latest.
So he's directing a movie called Richard Jewell. This is about the security guard who went from hero to suspect at the 1996 Atlanta Olympics. They've got Olivia Wilde and John Hamm now joining the cast of this. The story itself, you know, he had found this bomb. It still happened to go off. But what happened sort of afterwards, the media frenzy painted him as this sort of failed cop. He became a punchline for late night jokes. Lawsuits followed as well. But Wilde is going to play a real life reporter, Katie Scruggs, who covered the event as it unfolded. Hamm will play an FBI agent investigating the bombing. And they're joining Sam Rockwell, who's playing Jewel's attorney, and Kathy Bates, who's playing Jewel's mother.
Nothing wrong with that cast.
Not at all.
Okay. Now, Book Club.
Book Club. It didn't get great reviews when it came out, but it did okay at the box office. It went on to, you know, good success. It made about $104 million worldwide.
Okay.
What does that mean?
A sequel, guys.
A sequel. So Paramount have decided, yes, let's get them back together. And it had a good cast. Jane Fonda, Alicia Silverstone, Mary Steenburgen, Diane Keating, Andy Garcia, Don Johnson, Candice Bergen, Richard Dreyfuss, Craig T. Nelson. Really good cast. Mm-hmm. So they've decided, let's try and get them all back again. I suppose, you know, the focus of the film was them kind of, you know, looking at a saucy literature. Was it they were looking at Fifty Shades trilogy that. So I suppose they'll go and see what they can explore in this one and where they can take it.
There you go. What trailer should we be checking out online this week?
This is a movie called Ad Astra.
This looks good, doesn't it?
It does look good. It's about an astronaut who travels to the outer edges of a solar system to find his father and unravel a mystery that threatens the survival of the planet. Good cast as well. Liv Tyler, Tommy Lee Jones, Donald Sutherland, and Ruth Negga also stars in this as well.
Brad Pitt leading us.
Yeah, it's a good trailer. So do check it out for Ad Astra. I think we're going to be seeing it sometime around September.
Yeah, the visuals look quite something. Let's come to new releases on the big screen this weekend, and it's Toy Story 4 to begin.
Hi, toys. Hi, toys.
He did go to kindergarten.
I knew it.
No,
you're
no,
trying
guys,
to get
listen,
Bonnie in trouble.
No, of course not.
You could have been confiscated.
What does that mean?
Taken away.
No!
Or worse, you could have been lost.
No, guys, listen. Bonnie had a great day in class, and we're going on a road trip.
Road trip?
Vacation!
Yeah!
But then something really weird happened. Bonnie made a friend in class.
What a
Oh, she's already making friends.
No, she literally made a new friend.
Hey. It's okay. Come on out. That's it. Come on. There you go.
Come on. Let's get you out of there. You got this. Good, good. Everyone, I want you to meet Forky.
Golly, Bob Hat. Look how long his arms are.
Yeah, that is our new character in Toy Story 4, Forky. And I missed the preview of this because I was away, but I like the look of it, Garrett, I have to say.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's kids' movies when they say, oh, go see this movie. And you go, oh, okay. But then
this
I'd
one
be
you
going,
look forward
hey,
to.
Can I take you to Toy Story 4, please?
Absolutely.
Because, yeah, everyone was a little bit worried, of course, as well, you know, because 3 ended so
it
well.
It ended beautifully,
the trilogy was great. So anyway, there, look, you have the best in the business. Josh Cooley directs this one. Tom Hanks, Tim Allen, Annie Potts on voice duty here. And The gang are back. Always good.
That's Toy Story 4. What else have we?
Brightburn is a movie that's out as well. Elizabeth Banks leads the cast of this. A child from another world crash landed on Earth, but instead of becoming a hero to mankind, proved to be something far more sinister. So there's some dark movies out alongside the good bright Toy Story. Child's Play is also out as well. Just, you know, careful what you're choosing at the box office. So this is a mother gives her son a toy doll for his birthday, unaware of its more sinister nature. Aubrey Plaza and Mark Hamill stars in Child's Play.
All right, what TV movie are you recommending?
I've picked this one before, but I'm going to pick it again because it's on tomorrow night and it's definitely worth watching. This is Florence Foster Jenkins.
Oh, I totally
agree. Movie, yeah. Meryl Streep starring as a socialite who imagines herself as a great singer and convinces her devoted husband to allow her to remain in this fantasy by holding concerts with small
and
invited
audiences. And that's Hugh Grant, so
audiences.
Good in it. Yeah.
He's brilliant in it. And I suppose then her lifelong dream of performing at Carnegie Hall, everything becomes real. Really well made movie. Yeah. And it's on tomorrow night, RT1 at 9:30.
Florence Foster Jenkins. Gareth, thanks a million.
Thank you.